as it died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts are all around me and I don't see an easy way to get out of here. By the bedside table, carrying clothes, cats in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me?
Number one song on this date, 1987.
Wow.
And today is the drummer's birthday. Martin Beadle.
Nice.
Yep. See, these guys, this was the number one song in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
They won Best New Artist for the Grammy in 87.
That's the curse.
That's it.
You never want to win Best New Artist.
Nope.
Ever.
They were done after that.
I know.
That was all.
Oh, that's so, too funny.
Somebody who's up for Grammy for
right.
Best Senate Majority Leader in New Hampshire.
There we go.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Dan Feltes. But see, we knew Dan when he was nobody, so... You know, we've watched him grow up before our ears, so it's all good. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. How you doing, Peter and Pat?
Doing great. First official public congratulations for last Tuesday. It was a little tight there Tuesday night, but you came out sunny on the other side.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it's a hard-fought battle, and it's an honor and privilege to be the Democratic nominee to be the next governor of the state of New Hampshire. We got to win it. Got to win it. And there's so much at stake in this race for working people and working families in particular.
Hey, Andy gave you a run for his money. He started picking up Mo at the end there. We're like, whoa, all of a sudden this has turned into a race.
Well, yeah, no, he worked hard. You know, his supporters worked hard. I thank him and his supporters and Andrew and I are friends prior to this, during it, and after. He supports this campaign and this effort, and I really appreciate it. Look, there's, you know, people are fired up. There's a lot at stake in this race. You know, we got a governor right now who is fixated on reducing taxes for big corporations while property taxes are going up for everybody. Fixated on looking out for COVID relief money for corporate campaign donors while working people and working families are struggling. Thousands are out of work. Hundreds more are losing their homes right now. And has vetoed, Sununu's vetoed every piece of legislation to help folks, and no school reopening plan. So, you know, look, I have a distinctly different background and perspective. Grew up in a working class family. My dad worked in a furniture factory for 45 years. Mom, part-time jobs while raising four kids, and right out of law school, served as a legal aid lawyer with New Hampshire Legal Assistance, representing low to middle income families and seniors and veterans, including during the last economic crisis, the Great Recession, battling Wall Street banks for closing on folks all across New Hampshire. And so many of those same people fall through the cracks back then or falling through the cracks now. They ought to have someone in their corner, in the corner office right now. That's what this campaign is all about to me.
So were you surprised that the legislature couldn't override any of the vetoes?
Well, look, I mean, Sununu's approach is to, even though 79 vetoes, 65 of which had bipartisan support, Sununu's approach, and some of those were 24-0 in the state Senate, you know, working together with Republican colleagues, getting 24-0 votes. Sununu's approach was to tell Republicans that their votes on veto overrides, it's not about the issues or their constituents, it's about him and protecting him and his vetoes, and that's fundamentally the contrary purpose of public service, in my view. And, you know, look, that's Washington, D.C. style politics coming straight to Concord. And that's the reason I'm running. We got to work together to get things done for folks.
So everybody, after a tough primary fight, all of Andy's supporters, everybody, you guys sang Kumbaya and everybody's back on the same page. So now it's full steam ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to fight for every vote in the general election, whether you're a progressive, a moderate, a conservative, and I'm going to stand up for everybody when elected, whether you voted for me or not. That's what this is all about. It's about public service and looking out for everybody, and especially those left out and left behind, losing their homes right now because Sununu vetoed housing protections and COVID, losing their health insurance right now because Sununu vetoed health insurance, waiver of cost sharing for health insurance for COVID-19 testing and treatment, you know, choosing between work and family because of the absence of paid family and medical leave insurance that Sununu's vetoed twice now, and then in a sort of Sununu family dynasty kind of talking point calls it an income tax when it's clearly not. That's what they do when they don't like something. So these are the kind of politics we've got to put aside. We've got to focus like a laser beam on helping people who are struggling right now. So many people are struggling, Pat and Peter. Got to help them. That's what this should be about.
I know you've got on your calendar today, you're going to be doing a little press presser today.
Yeah.
And you say that Sununu is bringing Donald Trump's anti-public education agenda to New Hampshire. What does that mean? How is he doing anti-public education? I don't get it.
Well, this has been his approach. He wanted private school vouchers to take money away from public taxpayers, to funnel public taxpayer money to private prep schools and religious schools. Fortunately, a bipartisan majority stopped that. That was his first term, Sununu's first term in office. This has been his approach. And recently, he said that he wants to go back to 2019 spending levels in our budget, which means that the $140 million in new education funding for our schools and our communities and relieving some of the pressure on property taxpayers, he wants to cut that. He wants property taxes to go up. By $140 million at least. And in addition to that, he sent CARES COVID Act relief money to private schools and no additional CARES Act money to public schools. And meanwhile, there's no school reopening plan for public schools, no public health standards, no guidance, no additional financial support. And I believe it's not just enough to say that Sununu is not doing his job on this. So we put forward a plan, Live Free and Learn Safe. You can take a look at our website, danfeltisnh.com, which lays out public health standards and guidance and additional financial support for our communities. So we help our schools, our families, our teachers, our educators on the ground at this critical time because safe schools equals safe communities. And we're already seeing cases bubbling up in schools around the state. Barrington Elementary School had a shutdown. There's no guidance or support from Sununu. He punted it all down to the local level, just like Trump punted it down. There's no surprise that he calls himself, in his own words, Sununu does, a Trump guy through and through, unquote.
Haven't we been successful in it? Just to play the devil's advocate here, Dan, haven't we been successful having local school districts handle local school districts?
I don't think anyone at the local level thinks that this approach has been good for them. In fact, everyone you talk to, everyone I've talked to, wanted support and guidance and standards. And this notion of local control doesn't fully play out in this context because the virus doesn't change if it's in Manchester or in Warner. The virus is a virus. Mm-hmm. So. And local school districts and local school board officials who sign up in good faith to serve their community, they're not epidemiologists. So public health standards is critical. And we're one of the only states where the governor has just waved up his hand and said, you know what, I'm not going to deal with it. That's not appropriate. That's not doing your job. And in fact, last few months, we haven't seen him do his job on anything really. He vetoed legislation helping working people and working families, from minimum wage to paid family and medical leave insurance to health insurance coverage for folks who need it to housing protections, a bunch of vetoes, no plan for schools, and no plans for the future. And at this point, Chris Sununu hasn't even really said why he wants a rare third term in office. And this campaign is about what you're going to do in the future. Who are you going to stand up for? What are your plans? We got plans. We're looking out for working people, working families, looking out for our schools, looking out for nursing homes, looking out for people who need it the most right now. That's how we get out of this mess, that fundamental belief we're all in this together.
Did you see Governor Newsom out in California signed the paid leave, say the paid leave law. Apparently, what, 12 weeks off from work to care for a family member? Money is being paid out of disability insurance taxes that the workers pay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And apparently they passed it previously, but smaller companies didn't use it because people were not guaranteed to keep their jobs. In most cases, only state and feds, they protect jobs for people who work at companies with at least 50 employees. So.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Well, that's the federal law, is you get unpaid leave and job protection if you work at an employer who has at least 50 employees. Most people don't, especially in New Hampshire. And so that job protection is key, making sure that people are protected when they, you know, spend time with a family member who may be sick with COVID or otherwise, or spend time with a kid or a senior citizen who, you know, may need hospice. You know, being there, not having to choose between work and family at those critical moments. That's what paid family and medical leave insurance is all about.
I think the California law is now a company, 5 employees. I think it's been dropped to 5 now, so that mm-hmm. smaller companies can take advantage mm-hmm. of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we struck a middle ground on the job protection and our paid family medical leave insurance. I think it was 15 or more employees in terms of the job protection. It might have been 20. I have to go back and look at it. Still vetoed by Chris Sununu. Chris Sununu does not support paid family and medical leave insurance at all. He's vetoed it twice. He blocked a third bill that we got through a Republican legislature. And these are bipartisan bills, guys. They're not, these aren't, you know, one-party bills. Chris Sununu just opposes paid family and medical leave insurance, and that's why he goes on and on and on about why he wants to try to call it an income tax, because, you know, that's the same thing they said about Medicaid expansion and health insurance, too. But the reality is that people need it, and it's an insurance plan.
Dan, we're going to have to rock, but there are very few
yeah.
people who have been where you are. I mean, you're one of two people running for governor. So, yeah, you're working, but are you also taking the time to enjoy the scenery, enjoy the view from there? Because not many people are able to see what you're seeing.
It's interesting. You know, obviously there's you know, we're going to have upcoming debates. You know, myself, Daryl Perry, the Libertarian candidate, Chris Sununu, he hasn't agreed to many of these debates. Chris Sununu hasn't, but it's really an honor and a privilege to be the nominee to run in this race at this time, because there is just so much at stake and people are going through so much right now. And it's a critical election. And, you know, you just talk to as many people as you can, hear their stories, elevate their stories, elevate their issues, try to lift people up, not tear people down, try to include more people in this democracy and economy, and fight for a relief and recovery effort that actually works for working people and working families. That's been my focus, and so, but it's an honor and privilege.
Aaron and the kids holding up well while you're running?
Yes, they are. Everybody's great.
Good.
It's, you know, obviously a challenge to balance, but it's a challenge for everybody to balance right now.
Right.
You know, especially families. This whole COVID thing is really crushing families, you know, with the child care situation and the school situation and everything else. And so those are the things that we're going through too, and with child care, and you know, a lot of folks are going through it, and it's just a balance. And honestly, I don't know how a lot of people get through it, given what's going on, but people are resilient. Grand Staters are tough, and got to be tough and continue to work hard to, you know, in this campaign to elevate those issues, what people are seeing on the front lines. I mean, look, people don't ask for much. They don't. You know, most people keep their head down, don't ask for a damn thing.
Yep.
And those are the people that need someone in their corner, in the corner office right now. They don't have it. They got a guy who's looking out for corporate special interests and no plans for the future at all.
All right. Well, we have a plan that you're back in 2 weeks.
See? Excellent.
See, I'm already planning.
That's a good plan.
All right. Hey, Dan, stay well,
all
my
right.
friend.
Yeah, you too. Take care now.
All right, man.
Thanks, Dan.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
State Senator and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Dan Feltes. 832, Concord Food Co-op. In the House. We'll be back.